So that idea had been around for a while, but I thought that the frequency judgments were pretty good evidence of that. And then I did a study here where we showed that people could divide frequency up between two different lists. So they'd get a list and then another list, and a given item might occur one time in the first list and five times in the second list or something like that. And then you'd ask them how many times was it in the first list and how many times in the second list, and they could do it pretty well. But my current view is that it really is a single trace that gets, well, that it gets elaborated. That's the subject is reminded of the earlier occurrence, and then they remember being reminded later on. That the basis for frequency judgments is remembering that you were reminded, and reminded of being reminded, and reminded of being reminded. And it's very much more a subjective, a phenomenological kind of theory than the mechanistic sorts of theories that people were always working on.